Blog Talk Radio.
Hottest show I bring you once again, and I'm
proud to be a part of this GQ Palace radio family, magazine. Shit, we doing it all. We doing it all in 2012. 2013, grab a seat and watch the show. Grab a seat and watch the show. Big things soon come. Sitting down in the barbershop right now. Goodfellas Barbershop, sipping on me a little margarita as I usually do every Monday. It's my Monday ritual. Sip, talk a little shit. You know what I mean? Hold on, y'all. Let me take a little sip right quick. Okay. Back again with tonight's show. Every Monday night, sponsored by Goodfellas Barbershop in Staten Island. Come get your shit fried, dyed, and laid to the side. Some Afro Sheen, some Afro Clean, some Afro Fluid to it. Also, Havana Cigars, also right next door to the barbershop. Come and get you a fat head, all flavors, all kinds of cigars, short, fat, skinny, medium, large, dark, mild, sweet, strong. We got them all over here. Come get you a fat head, smoke a little something, taste a little something, hang out. Also, man, let's get to the damn topic, man. Tonight's topics at hand. Number one, what do you expect on a first date? What do you expect on a first date? That's a nice little easy, not too raunchy topic. But you, as you know, the crazy, insane people that call into my show will always flip it and take it where they want it to go. Topic two, going down first. Going down first. Who should be first, the man or the woman? For those of you who don't know what the hell I'm talking about, going down first, head. Who should get head first, the man or the woman? Who should go down there first, the man or woman? Who should be the first one to initiate oral sex? Basically, that's what I'm trying to ask the people out there in this radio land. Who should give head first? You know what I'm saying? And what do you expect on the first date? Remember, this is a grown adult show. No kids allowed. Very explicit language. Triple X type language will be highly used and highly recommended by me. If you call in and you on some goody-two-shoes shit, this is not the show for you. This is not for the weak, not for the timid. This is a grown-ass show with a lot of raunchy shit going on. And if you're not ready for it, you've never heard nothing like this, just sit back and listen to the show. Just sit back and listen to the show. If you feel you got something to say, please press 1. Matter of fact, press 1 and join in and give me your feedback on these two hot-ass topics that I will be talking about tonight. What do you expect on the first date? Well, I'll start it off. I expect something in return. Yes, me, the male chauvinist host, yes, I want something in return. If I'm taking your ass out, I want something, some sloppy toppy, some ass, some cooch, something, or give me a motherfucking sign that I'm going to be getting something on the next day. Give me something. I am the catch. Yes, I am the fucking catch. I am the chosen one. I am the chosen one. You know what I'm saying? I do the choosing, you don't do the choosing. You know what I'm saying? I am the catch out of this here. If we going on a date, I am the catch, not you. You are making a step up fucking with me, not me making a step up fucking with you. So, yes, I expect it all, goddammit. Yes, that's me. So what? I know ladies are going to call in and get in my ass, but so fucking what? I want it all on the first date. Yes, I do. Yes, I do. You don't buy no car without test driving it, do you? No, you do not. I want a test drive on the first fucking date. Yes, I do. Going down first? Women should go down first. No fucking doubt women should go down first. Shit, women's live. I'm going to let y'all go down first. I'm not going to beat y'all to the punch. That's even if I want to do it. I'm going to be doing that shit. Not me. Mm-mm. Well, all right, maybe a little bit. But not right away. You got to earn this shit here. Yes, you do. And I have an asshole full of listeners listening to my show, but they're scared to press 1. Join in and press 1 and talk to your boy. Talk to your boy. I won't get in your ass right away. We'll have a nice, clean, wholesome conversation to you people. You know what I'm saying? Call in. Press 1. call in, people, 646-200-3838, and listen to the show. If you want to join in, press 1. If you ain't scared, press 1. If you're scared, press 1. I'm going to curse you out and then tell you to get off my damn line. Call in, people. Call in to join on. I have my first caller. I have Kim. Kim, are you on the air, baby?
Yes, I'm here.
Hey, Kim. Kim, how are you doing today, baby?
Good. How are you?
I'm great. Enjoying the weather. Sitting in the shop doing my show I usually do, sipping a little margarita, listening to all the rain and all this shit coming out there. It's a nice, rainy, wet Monday, which
yes,
is perfect
is.
For, you know, culling, spooning, movie night, you know, all that good shit. You know what I mean? I know you're like, you don't like the spoon, Kim? You don't like the spoon, Kim?
Look, I'm innocent. I'm one of your innocent callers.
You don't like the spoon? You know what spoon is? That means just culling at night, you know, and I'm hugging you while we sleep. That's spooning, boo-boo.
Well, I'm your innocent caller. I'm a good girl.
Oh, you don't do spooning?
No.
So you just put like a little rope in the middle of the bed, you lay on your side, I lay on mine?
No, but, you know, I would like to think that, you know, the affection, the attention and stuff will be there.
All right, so then we spooning then. See how that works out?
There you go with your different terminologies.
It's not terminologies. It's not spooning. It's just, you know, you got your back to me. I got my chest on your back. And we hugged up and we going to sleep. That's what spooning is.
So we're cuddling it, sleeping.
Yeah, cuddling. You know, spooning is the 2012 terminology. Cuddling is like the old people.
70.
Old
okay.
people cuddle. Young people. Us young people, yes, us young people. Me, I'm 22. I spoon.
Okay. All right. So yes, I spoon then.
Okay. Let's get on these topics tonight. What do you expect on the first date, Kim?
What do I expect? You know what? First dates are so hard. I would say a part of me would say that I want honesty. You know, I want you to keep it 100 with me, 110%. I don't want no lies. I think the first date is. Tell me everything you think I should know.
Right.
Unless I
okay,
fun.
but what if I think you should know that, but you feel you should know that? You know what I'm saying? We have a discrepancy.
Right. It depends. Well, it depends how important it is. You know, I think like when you first meet someone, before you even get to the first date stage,
mm-hmm.
you know, you guys have talked and discussed, you know, a lot of different things. So I think that, you know, before you actually get to that date where you're taking me out and we're going to go out, have fun, whatever the case may be, you know, then a lot of things should have been established first. So I was just about to say,
I think we established that
before the date.
Right.
Before the date.
Right.
So I would say honesty at that point. And a good time. I got to have a good time. I have to. I don't care what we're doing. I have to have a good time.
Mm-hmm.
I need that. A good time. Laughing, smiling.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, well, I figured before the first date, we're going to discuss everything that we think we should know about each other. And 9 times out of 10, you already know what's going to happen on the first date by your conversation that you previously had, unless you're lying throughout the whole conversations we had before
That's
our first
right.
date.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? You will know. You were like, you know what? I'm going to be busting it open. I know I'm going to bust it open on this first date. Or you're going to know, well, I ain't getting nowhere on the first date. You know what I'm saying? You're going to know.
Right. Right.
You know, you want to go to topic 2 here?
Okay.
Going down first. Who should be first, the man or the woman?
Can't we just jump off and do like the 69 real fast? I mean,
but shit, you mean, shit, how are we going to do that? You mean
yeah,
we just ain't going to be in the bed and
you're
just gonna, you just ain't going to flip me over and I'm going to flip you over when we're doing 69? It never works out that way.
I don't know. Wishful thinking, right?
Yeah, wishful fucking thinking. Wishful fucking thinking.
Yeah,
what do you think?
The female.
The female should go down first, right?
Yeah, she should go down first.
She
should definitely be able to show her skills and her ability.
Right.
Yeah.
You know what? I feel the same way. Like, most of the time, usually is the woman going down first. You know what it is? You know, I hate to say it, but it usually is. It usually is the woman going down first. And she usually go down first from the kissing or the cuddling and, you know, sucking on my chest, looking on my stomach, it always winds up the woman being first, you know, because she's more affectionate, I guess. I don't know. You know, the man, just look, he's just looking to breed anyway. He's looking to fucking get his shit wet. So it usually never pans out to be the man going out eating first or giving a head first. The woman is always, you know, into it more in the beginning. You know, the guy, he just, I'm ready to rip your shit off and go to fucking work.
But you know, why do you think the guys don't do it first, though?
Maybe because we like the, I like some attention. I like to feel wanted. You know what I'm saying? So I might initiate the first move, but along the line somewhere, I'm going to let you take over. You ain't going to know that I'm letting you take over, but I'm going to let you take over.
I think it's for the females too.
Huh?
For the females too, because I think initially the female will go down there and, you know, she'll start getting things, you know, up and excited and stuff like that. But then it's like, okay, after it's up and excited and it's, you know, right there at that point.
I'm going in for the kill.
Right. Okay. Okay.
Well, I'm just saying, most men, shit, I'm ready now. You know what I'm saying? But if he's a sensual man or he's into her like that, then he'll probably, you know, go right ahead and you know, and give us some action right off the rip. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Hold on, I have another call online. Hold on 1 second, Kim.
Okay.
Dogbone, you on the air? Dogbone,
what's going on,
boy?
Man, oh boy.
What happened, man?
Yo, man, you want me to put that up on that wall and everything? What are you trying to incriminate my ass or something, man?
But what up on the wall? What are you talking about, dude?
Yo, last week when I asked you if you were going to be on the air, I had a lot to say.
Yes, sir.
All right. Well here
see,
it is.
Shit, I'm going to let you go on, baby. What you got to say? Let's rock.
Here it is. At the gym now and everything, I'm seeing this girl and all, and I met another chick at the gym, all right?
Mm-hmm.
Come to find out, last weekend or weekend before, it was a girl that I'm seeing his mother.
Oh.
What?
Yes.
Man, get the hell out of here, Dogbone. How the hell that happened, man?
Yo, her mother looked better than her, man. What is that about? Exactly. How is this possible?
I'm going to ask you, how the fuck did you figure this one out, player? How did you figure this one out, man?
Well, mom invites me over for Sunday dinner and everything, and all of a sudden the daughter's there and stuff, and I'm just like, wow, really?
So what was the situation like when you realized that was the daughter and that was the mother?
Oh, I got caught. There's no other fans of Bucks out. I got caught.
Oh, but you were still dating the daughter?
Yeah, I was dating the daughter and smashing the mother.
How the fuck? They in the same area?
They in the same house.
How the fuck? You ain't know they's in the same fucking house, Dogbone?
Son, yo, they come to the crib, we go to the motel. How am I supposed to know? I don't see pictures of them.
Hold on. They come to your crib and you go to the hotel, you go pick them up?
Yeah, I go pick them up when they come to the crib.
So you couldn't tell every time you went to the house that this was the same house?
I never went to their house. They came to my house when we went to the hotel.
Oh, okay.
So that was my first time going to her house, and come to find out, the daughter's there too.
Wow.
This ain't good, man.
Nah, that's definitely not good, man.
I'm going to church next Sunday.
You going to church next Sunday?
I'm going to church next Sunday.
Yeah,
I ain't coming
listen,
out.
Before we go, you can call about Sunday show, Spiritual Sundays, and we're going to pray for you on that show, man.
Yo. How did that happen to me?
So what's the situation like right now? Or, you know what I'm saying? Is you
I want the mother. I want the daughter.
Or, you know, what happened? Did you cut one off? Or you had to cut one?
Basically, the daughter flipped the hell out and everything.
The daughter flipped out. I can almost guarantee the daughter probably did fucking flip out.
And the mother just sit up there with a smirk on her face and stuff, and I'm like, yo, I'm embarrassed. My head is down. You know me. I'm like, damn, I'm trying to beat red and everything. I'm like, yo, only me.
Wow. Yeah,
I
want
the mother back now.
I heard a dude smashing sisters before. I never ran across nobody that smash.
The mother looks
mom
damn good. Yo, listen.
Okay, so what are you going to do now? What are you going to do now?
I'm going to the gym, and hopefully the mother's there. I'm on my way to the gym right now, and I'm hoping that the mother's there.
Okay. And then what the fuck are you going to do, player?
Yo, I'm going to try to get the mama back.
I'm trying to get the mama back.
Mama got everything.
Yeah.
Mama got a good job. Mama was better in bed. Mama made my eyeballs roll on the back of my head. I didn't have to work. I wasn't even working. The mother was working me out. She turned my ass out.
Wow.
And then the daughter's like, my mother, really? I was like, I'm supposed to know that's your mother. But you didn't know the age difference and everything? I go, what? She's 42. I'm 35. I go, it ain't that much of an age difference. I go, hell, it's a bigger age difference between you and I. She was
right. How old is the girl? How old is the girl again?
23.
And the mother's older. How old is the mother?
The mother's older. The mother's 42.
Okay.
But damn, man. Yo, I can't lie. That shit tastes so good. That shit was looking good.
So you right on the show. You right on point with our topic tonight. That means tonight's show is who goes down first. I guess you went down first.
No, I didn't. But it was right there, and I just picked her ass up and put it on my face, and everything, and I just went to town. I just went to town.
Holy shit, kid!
And she loved the tongue ring too.
Wow, this is a first for me, kid.
First for you, yo. I'm enjoying this bachelor life again.
Hey, it is what it is, man. You know what I'm saying? Hey, listen, I ain't gonna lie, man. Everybody would want every man in this world would want that on his resume, kid. A mom and a daughter. You know what I'm saying? That shit's real good on the resume, kid.
Man, but damn. I gotta get the picture of her. I'm gonna put up on Facebook and everything what the mama look like. Just God. Damn.
Hey, I got a lot of calls on my line. If you wanna join in, please press 1. I got a lot of callers on my line, press 1. And everybody's out there, 646-200-3838. Press 1 to join in. Okay, Mr. Dogbone. Damn, son.
Here's the best thing. The mother is 5'10". 5'10".
Damn,
I'm 6'3".
Kid. Yeah.
And the daughter's 5'4". What the hell happened there? Like, I was supposed to put 2 and 2 together.
But how the fuck you... How the hell did you... I'm still trying to figure out how the fuck you ran across this shit here, kid.
Alright. The gym was the mother. And the daughter, I met her through a friend of mine from town.
Okay. So you was matching the daughter first, right? Correct?
I smashed the daughter first.
How long were you smashing the daughter?
Yeah, I was smashing the daughter first, then the mother came into the scene and everything 3 weeks ago.
How long were you smashing the daughter, though, for how long?
For a month.
About a month?
Yeah.
And you started smashing the moms about 3 weeks ago?
Yeah.
So there's only like
the
a week
on the air.
Between the two, man. God damn, player.
Yo, what am I supposed to do? How am I supposed to know this?
Damn, kid. Hey, I gotta give you props, play. You knocking them off, kid. You knocking them off. The mom's in the door in less than a week's time, kid.
Hey,
you fucking one for a motherfucking over for 3 weeks. No preliminaries with my man, Dogbone. No preliminaries with him, kid. The takedown master.
But, yo, I can't get the mother out of my head, though.
So the daughter don't want to fuck with you, no. The daughter just flipped out on you, right?
Right.
The mother just knew. I think the mother knew something
because she didn't even say nothing. She just had this smirk on her face and everything.
Mm-hmm.
I was just like, damn, man. I'm like, well,
so the mother probably fucking knew.
She probably did, but I'm about to go find out at the gym right now. I'm on my way there.
So when did this happen? This happened yesterday, Sunday, is it? Or
no,
yeah,
this happened. This happened last Sunday, Columbus Day weekend.
Wow, so you haven't spoken to the mother since then?
Since then.
Have you tried calling her?
Yeah, ain't picking up.
She ain't picking up. The daughter,
she ain't picking
up. Tried to call the daughter?
Hell no. I don't want the daughter.
Yeah, but you can call, you know, and tell her you didn't know. You know, get a little few words of kindness, you know what I'm saying?
Yo, after the way she acted and everything, yo, after the way she acted and all, she bug out and shake the shit out of her. I mean, damn, yo, I took whoopings before and everything, but this woman beat my ass. And I just stood there like a man and everything and just took it.
So did you stay for dinner? Did you eat or eat?
No, I didn't even eat. I didn't even eat, and I team lost that day, too, so that was double bullshit.
Wow, man. What a fucking Columbus Day weekend from hell, kid.
Exactly.
Damn, and it was off that Monday, so you had to think about that shit all day in the house, didn't you, huh?
All day. I had to let it out. That's why I was hoping that you were going to be on. I was like, yo, I got to let this out.
Oh, man, that's not fucking good, man. That's not fucking good. Hey, but chalk it up as a lesson learned, player, you know what I'm saying? You did your thing.
Yeah, now I'm going to do background checks on chicks and everything now.
Man,
like, where you
live? The background on chicks, you know what I'm saying? It was just bad fucking timing, kid. Bad. There's probably many, many of niggas and bitches out here that fucked brothers or dudes that fucked sisters, you know, and never fucking knew.
Yeah.
Never fucking knew. It's the same thing when you fucking two friends or whatever. You find out this girl was friends with this girl, or this dude was friends with that dude for the women, you know, for the women's sake. You know what I'm saying? Shit fucking happens. You know what I'm saying? Shit fucking happens. You know what I'm saying? But if you was laying it down, dog bone, old girl be right back, you know, knocking on your door. So if you did the damn thing, she coming back home.
Yo, I hope she's just letting shit die down at the home front and everything. That's why I'm hoping I see her tonight.
You know what I'm saying? But, you know, blood is thick in the water, so, you know, I highly doubt it. But I've seen other shit that blows my mind, kid, how dick will break up a family or pussy will break up a family. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I hope my dick and tongue is breaking up this family, because God damn. Damn, that woman was gushing like a geyser and shit. I was like, what the fuck is this woman doing?
Son, you got a fucking son. Well, she's older than you, right? You got a cougar, son. That cougar schooled you, man.
Yo, she's, man, that's why I'm trying to get her ass back. I need more lessons.
I ain't gonna lie, man. Some old bitches out there, man, got some good, because they know how to treat their man. You know, I ran into one. Long. I was about maybe 23 or something like that. Many, many moons. She was probably mid-30s. Man, that bitch turned me out, kid. Boy, oh boy, I was turned the fuck out, kid. No bullshit, I was turned out, kid. The only thing that saved me, the bitch is a cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs, man. The bitch is a retard, man. That's the only
this
thing that woke me up, man.
Man, I don't know. But like I said, I'm hoping she's there today, because I'm doing some serious-ass kissing in the gym, and I don't give a damn.
So, man, don't go in and make no motherfucking scene in the gym, man, now.
I ain't making no scene. I'm still
going
to
get my workout
in. Don't
go into my, please, baby, please, baby, please, baby, please.
Oh, no.
Hold on, y'all. I got two calls today. I have Mark and I got Big Homie. Mark and Big Homie, you on the air, baby?
What was that?
Yo,
Big Homie, you on the air?
Yeah, let me ask the question.
That's Big Homie?
No, it's Mark.
What up, Mark?
What the hell is this, a counseling session for Dog Bone?
We're trying to help him out, man. He's going through some shit right now, man.
Yo,
he
man.
I told him
that's a good one to have on the resume, kid.
Huh?
That's a good one to have on the resume. That's what I told him.
I ain't hear all of the story.
I'm gonna break down a story for you. Where's Big Homie on the air?
Yo,
okay, let me tell you what happened with Dogbone. Dogbone met this chick, right?
Yeah.
About a month ago. He started smashing the chick, right? She would come to his house, or they would meet at the hotel, and blah, 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 blah. He met this other chick, same thing. She would come to his house, smash the house, and they would go to the hotel. The one chick invited him over. He goes over last Sunday for Columbus Day, you know, Columbus Day weekend. He goes over for dinner, sits down at the dinner table, and the two girls come out. It's a mother and daughter. small fucking world. He said the daughter went upside his motherfucking head at the kitchen table. And, you know what I'm saying? And the mother just sitting there smiling and laughing and shit. But neither one of the mother, neither one of the bitches is talking to him right now. And the old, the woman, the moms, she put the beats on him. He nigga pussy whip right now, so he don't know what to do.
Yo, see, that's where you ain't from the hood. See, you out there, in that goddamn suburban area, you know, going to the white folks' high school and all that type of shit. When they both came out the room, you should have dropped your pants and be like, all right, y'all, come on, let's get it on. You got your perfect threesome right there.
You know? I'm saying, all I'm saying is everywhere
no,
I go, everywhere I go, I got my eyes open, yo. I'm saying, he up in that motherfucker, he ain't noticing no similarities in the pictures and nothing.
But that's what I was just asking the same shit. I said, yo, how come you ain't know?
How am I gonna see that?
When you get in the crib, she don't got one picture of that little nigga, nothing.
That's the whole. Last Sunday was the first time I went to either one of their houses. That was the first time I was there. Either they came to my place or we went to the motel. I never been to their place.
I don't understand what the problem was though. What, like, why they bust your shit? What you did wrong?
Because the daughter got mad because I was fucking the mother.
Yeah, but you must have been smashing Shorty right because the penis would make a bitch beat her moms up. Why she hit you?
That's what I just said. I said, yo, blood is thicker than water. But if you'd have been, I said, blood is thicker than water. But if you'd have put the beats down like you're supposed to, you wouldn't have no fucking problems.
Yeah.
Hey, that's where I'm at. Hey, big homie.
Yeah.
That story sounds suspect right there.
I'm with you on that shit, son.
Damn.
Yeah, because listen, it's hard to come in a motherfucking crib and don't know if these two little niggas are two little niggas. Like, how you know them two little niggas ain't two little niggas together? I don't get it.
See, that's the first thing I asked him. I said, how you ain't know? You went to pick him up from the house, right? He said, nah, I never drove to the house. No. I said, you didn't know? This is the same
That's very possible.
The mother is dark skinned and the daughter is light skinned too. The mother's taller than the daughter.
Oh yeah,
I get a lot of information out of motherfuckers before I start moving around. And matter of fact, I don't even like going to motherfuckers' cribs, period. Nobody's. Niggas and bitches. And fuck your house, because they fuck around and be a shootout in that motherfucker. Let's keep meeting at that hotel. Why we change that anyway?
Hey, yo.
Like, why the fuck you going there?
Hey, wait a minute. How old is the daughter?
23.
Now, I did
the
same move.
So the mom is a senior citizen?
No.
I did the same move, but I smashed the mom first. When I smashed the mom, the daughter used to play on my knee. down the line, Dallas, the shorty's on my page too.
Yes.
You look up. Yeah, she's a motherfucking movie star.
Yeah. Inbox me the info.
No question. So when I was doing very, very, very well in life, her mom's was a motherfucking showstopper.
Yeah.
And she was older than me. And I was one of the few little niggas that was smashing big bitches because money talk, bullshit walk, you know what I mean? So anyway, smash mom's out. The daughter was like 8, 9, some shit like that.
Uh-huh.
15 years go by. Now, grown-ass men doing grown-ass things. The daughter need a fucking job. I was giving out jobs. Hold up. You ain't getting this job for free, little nigga. Come here. Get over here.
All right, well, Dogbone is depressed. What's up? Any newcomers on the show today, this week?
Not yet. I got a lot of calls in there, but they all scared to press one, man. I got
What's the topic, mad calls on the line.
And they scared to press one.
Hey, big homie, that's because he come on the line counseling Dogbone and shit. and ain't nobody.
When I was listening, and he said, you know, she's older, and she put that thing down, I'm thinking he was smashing TC. You know him and TC had that little love connection.
Hey, that crossed my mind, too. I said, damn, Dollarboy don't got a hold of T?
Yeah. I ain't been on here in 2 weeks, but I don't forget shit. I knew they was lovers.
Oh, man. I ain't gonna lie, it crossed my motherfucking mind.
Hey.
You asked me this question. I said, so how old was the mother?
42. Hey, T said she got a snap on her, too.
Oh, man. You battling that
man.
Again?
Oh, man. Listen, man, I got a lot of calls in there. Please press 1 to join in. Please press
What's
1
the
to
topic,
join in. Are you
What's the,
to join
what is
in?
The topic? What is the topic?
Tonight's topic is who should go down first? The
Bitches.
Man or the woman?
Is this a topic? Is
yes.
this a real topic?
I know you're going to say the woman. Woman should suck my dick first, right? I'm just going to say, player.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, though. Let's compare the fucking genitalias. Men sucking my dick is like sucking a super duper gum. But licking that motherfucking that pussy is like licking raw chicken. Are we comparing this shit?
Like licking raw chicken? Like a raw chicken cutlet or something?
Yeah. Are we comparing a penis with a motherfucking vajayjay?
Big homie said a piece of raw chicken.
Think about that shit, Mark. It's just like our skin. It's just like regular skin. They shit is all moist and creamy and
damn.
And the other topic was, I already know your answer to this one also, big homie. What do you expect on the first date?
Everything. What the fuck I'm waiting for? Your shit ain't get no better. Your shit don't get no better with time, bitch. Get that shit over with. I don't want to waste no more fucking extra days waiting for your I'll fuck around and choke your ass out. That shit be garbage.
Hey, but that's the same answer I gave everybody on the show. That I said, man, shit, I want it all. If I can't get all, give me something, because I'm the catch. Give me some sloppy toppy.
And on top of that,
something.
You holding out of that shit is just playing games. I'm respecting a woman more as going for the gold. You fucking around holding out the pussy, you won't get skipped and you won't get left with a loser.
My shit is this, yo, let me know if it's worth me sticking around after this.
Exactly.
First
Give me something. Give me something. Give me some hope. Give me some hope. Just suck your dick or something.
Because I'm going to be mad in the motherfucker if you made me take your ass out 2 or 3 more fucking times.
For some garbage.
This shit is trash.
Exactly. I'm telling you, bitch, I might lay hands on a bitch. I'm telling you.
Kim, you laughing, Kim?
Yes,
Kim, where you
I
at,
am
Kim?
Laughing. Yes,
Why
I'm
you laughing,
laughing,
Kim?
I'm laughing because big homie is crazy.
That's not crazy. Imagine a nigga had you all gassed up all open for 4 months and he come out with a little worm and shit. You're like, damn, what the 4 months? What the fuck is that? I done invested all this time in this little dick nigga. Is you kidding me?
Of course. You cannot tell me bitches don't be mad as a motherfucker when they get that trash dick.
And you invested time, energy, emotions. You got all this shit invested.
Yo,
and this nigga fucking napalm.
I invested all my emotions into this shit, and this is what you give me? You're like a fucking balloon with no air in it. What am I going to do with this shit?
Exactly.
Wait a minute. Kim is the only female on tonight?
Right now, yes, she is. Everybody, I got a lot of callers, but they scared to press one. All of I have Polly on the air. Polly, you there?
What up? I'm right here.
What's up, baby girl? Hey, Mark,
good,
you remember you met
yo.
Polly? Hey, Mark, you met Polly yesterday, Mark.
What?
Oh, yeah.
Mark?
Oh, yeah.
Talk
That's crazy firecracker Polly right there.
She
went to the track?
Yeah, she went to the track yesterday. She was hanging out all day at the track with the
stuff. That's what's up.
Yes, I was there. Looking like I was going
gamble.
To somebody's fucking club. Got set up. We was out there looking like we was going to somebody's fucking club.
They done been on motherfucking spandex and fucking stilettos.
I know y'all ain't complaining.
I know y'all ain't complaining.
Not me. They complaining. I was happy as a mother. I was looking at that shit all
night. I wasn't complaining once I got that motherfucking golf cart. A bitch was good.
All I know is I seen the menu on Facebook. The menu looked at fucking mean.
I'm a griller. We had motherfucking steaks, grilled steaks,
yo.
Grilled pork chops, fried turkey wings. We had macaroni and cheese.
Them turkey wings with everything under the sun, though.
Spaghetti.
That shit was crazy. I never ate like that at no fucking track in my life. I never ate like that at a barbecue. Fuck you, me.
Hey,
Steph, tell her that's our barbecue.
That's our barbecue. That's every fucking week we at the track. We do like that every fucking week.
And
we
I will
track.
Be at the track every other motherfucking week if I can eat like that shit. I need some extra weight on this ass anyway.
We had a motherfucking grill out there with a stove. We had smothered chicken out that motherfucker.
Yo, they had spaghetti. They had spaghetti with meat sauce. What the fuck?
They had
baked macaroni and cheese off the grill. I never did know what. That was amazing.
Hey Steph, she didn't say she was coming back to watch the race cars. She said
she come
back if she
can
eat like that again. God damn, fuck the cars off.
No, I like the bikes. I'm trying to be one of them biker. I'm trying to be a biker girl. So I rock with the bikes. The cars is like, okay, it's regular shit. I only like when I'm just kick up anyway.
She was just laughing and watching us gamble the whole fucking day. That's all she kept doing.
Y'all need your own fucking reality TV show. Hell yeah, y'all niggas need your own reality TV. Because I'm on a shit show. You can't make no shit like that up.
Yeah, I seen the pictures, man. I do that grill shit hard body. I was impressed.
Hey, that shit was no joke.
I had a great time. But I always do have a great time whenever I fuck with y'all. My best friend had the best time ever. She's like, I've never met no niggas like this in my life.
So that means somebody was sucking some dick then.
What? I can't call that bitch and see what the fuck she doing. That's what I should do.
Shit, I've been smashing niggas at that motherfucker for a chicken wing. Bitch, you want a chicken wing, bitch?
Who the fuck is this?
That's Big Homie.
Oh, hey, Big Homie.
What up, girl?
You know what Big Homie is, don't you?
Nitty.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
I'd have gave you a turkey wing, Polly, and $11.
Shut the fuck up.
I'd have gave you a turkey wing and $11, your fat ass.
First of all, watch your motherfucking mouth because a bitch like me is not fat. What?
I ain't say fat ass, man.
I ain't say fat. I said P-H-A-T.
Fat ass.
Oh, my booty is lightweight. Shit, I'm trying to get a Lola booty.
Mark, is her booty lightweight, Mark?
Hell no.
Lightweight like a motherfucker. I'm trying to get that Lola back. That's what I'm trying to do.
And your titties grow, too. Your titties grew a little bit, too.
Yo, these shits won't stop growing. I want my ass to be as big as my titties is.
She coming to the track with a see-through shirt on with these big-ass titties
on. I didn't mean to. See, motherfucker set me up. That's what happened. You didn't set me up. You had nothing to do with it. You were just a mere innocent bystander, and I appreciate that, Steph. You know what I'm saying? I definitely appreciate that. But,
don't soup his fucking head up. Do not soup his head up.
Nobody got to soup his head up. He played no parts in it, even though he does fuck with me sometimes, you know what I'm saying? But he didn't have no parts in this, you know? I got the ill set up. Y'all niggas, motherfuckers came back from the track. We supposed to be partying the night before. The night before we supposed to be partying. I never went to bed. Me and my homegirl came out to Brooklyn And fucking, we got out to Brooklyn around 12 o'clock. So we thinking it's going to be a party because these motherfuckers just came back from the track. Next thing I know, they like, oh, niggas are too tired. And everybody dispersed. Me and my friend ended up playing fucking some Jenga and taking shots. I don't know how the fuck we the only two bitches there, but we the only ones seen
plan,
to take
plan
shots.
Plan A, alcohol. Always works.
plan
A, alcohol. What's
we
plan
the only
B?
Two motherfuckers
plan
taking
A again.
Shots. We never went to bed. Niggas was like, oh, come to the track. Y'all should come to the track, come to the track, come to the track. We like, nah, we look crazy. We look like we going to somebody's party. Hell no, we ain't going. We like, man, you fine. Y'all going to be fine. It's going to be mad food, drinks. Y'all going to be good. It's all right. It's okay. It's cool. We get to the track. It's like all fucking eyes on us. I got on a see-through shirt and leopard spandex.
What the hell you think was going to happen?
First of all, I had no idea, okay? I had no idea it was going to be this big.
You
I didn't know
some,
it was going to be that big.
Throw some fresh bait in the damn pool with some piranhas? Shit.
Man, listen, and my homegirl happened to smack my ass yesterday because she got excited with all these goddamn niggas behind me. I wasn't ready for that impact. They wasn't ready for that impact.
Wow.
Well, it's good
man,
to
what's the topic for
tonight?
This is what I
want to
know. What's the topic for tonight, please, and thank you. I would like
what,
to answer the question.
What do you expect on the first date?
What
and
do I expect?
Part two,
uh-huh.
Who should go down first, the man or the woman?
Okay. First date, I expect whatever is planned, and I want some creative shit. If it's creative, I'm with it. I'm not talking about no dinner and no movie. It has to be creative.
What you mean dinner, no movie? You ain't going to call no fucking shots. What the fuck you getting? What I'm
it ain't
going
to be no money. It ain't a date. It's dinner and a fucking movie. I could take my I could cook. I could take
so
my motherfucking self to dinner, and I could pay my own motherfucking way to the movie.
So as long as it's creative, you with it.
It has to be, hey, wait a minute. Let me wait.
Uh-huh.
No, as long as it has to be creative.
I'm going
to
take your ass
it has
up.
To be creative.
I'm going
to
take your ass up in a hot air balloon like my man did over in there in New Mexico.
What happened in New Mexico? Wait, that sounds fly, but what happened in the hot air balloon?
The motherfucker jumped.
He jumped?
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah. That's
so you want to take me up in a hot air balloon? So you say you want to take me in a hot air balloon and push me out?
No, we're going to jump together.
We're going to skydive.
What the fuck you mean? That ain't no. No, that's not no. That's no. That's not
going
to happen.
Some head while you're coming out of the air.
Excuse me?
Get a nigga some head while you're in the air. Some free fall.
You
done
lost your crap. No, I didn't say anything adventurous. I said creative. I'm not no daredevil. I didn't say adventurous. I said creative.
Hey, the track was creative.
Wait a minute. The track is not creative. The track is exciting. I said creative. See,
that's
niggas don't y'all niggas don't never. See, that's the
hold
problem
on.
With niggas. They y'all
what?
Never want to fucking think.
Say what?
Men don't like to use their brain. I noticed that. 90% of dates are created by fucking women.
There you go.
Yeah, thank you.
I
thank
said
you.
Creative. Y'all motherfuckers. Oh, first thing y'all talk about is cars, pussy, and fucking jumping out of shit.
What else is there to talk about?
Yeah. That's the American way.
Fuck out of here. Y'all niggas don't never want to think of nothing creative to do. I'm saying, if you find something creative to do, and you might not even have to spend no money to do creative shit.
We ain't going to sit down and talk about 50 Shades of Grey or no shit like that.
Yeah.
Well, sir.
Listen.
Hold on, I got another call on
there.
Hold on, Paul,
okay.
Another call there. I have Tiffany from Atlanta on the air. Tiffany from Atlanta, you on the air?
I'm here.
Hi,
hello,
Tiffany.
Tiffany from Atlanta.
Hi. What's up?
Thank you.
Hello?
Hi, Tiffany. Answer the questions right quick.
I don't want to answer the questions. I just want to listen and chime in when I need to.
What the hell did you press one for if you don't want to answer
the
same
question?
Because anybody else pressed one. So what? Anybody else pressing one?
That's right. And I'm the only female. It sounds to me like I'm the only female on here. Hi, Tiffany. Hi, baby girl. How you doing?
I'm good.
No, Kim is on here,
what's
too,
that?
And she answered the questions
what's
already.
Kim is here. I answered
questions already.
Kim is on here, too, and she answered the questions already.
Hi, Kim. Hi, Kim.
Hey. Now, Tiffany, answer the questions right quick, and then we can get on.
No, I don't want to answer the questions. I told you I just want to listen.
Answer the questions.
I don't want to.
Program director cut you off.
Why?
What do you mean, why?
I'm saying, anybody else press the one, do it matter
if you don't press one, that means you listen. That's what you had to listen. That's what you had to do, boo boo.
Shut the hell up. Let me just listen.
No.
Anyway. Well, listen, she said she going to chime in when she wants to.
Polly, you don't run
Thank
no fucking
you.
Show over here, Polly.
Thank
I'll block
you,
your ass off
here. I don't run shit, but I damn sure play like I do.
Yeah.
y'all gonna let her listen, ain't you? Yes, you are.
I agree with Polly about the first day. It needs to be creative, something different than just the normal, though.
And it don't even have to be, y'all don't even have to spend money if y'all just sat out and think and use Google instead of a fucking porn. You can't Google free romantic date shit.
What's your idea of a good perfect date?
Okay, so listen at this. So if me and you go out to a little restaurant, right?
Mhm.
A nice little restaurant, eat dinner and shit like that. So. You wouldn't feel out of place if I'm sitting there, right?
Mhm.
And after dinner's over, I pull out a bunch of coupons to get my shit mad cheap. You wouldn't feel embarrassed?
No, we say do that.
That's the question. You said I don't have to spend no money.
But I'm not talking about that. We talking about thinking of something different than just like dinner and a movie. Not saying you pulling out coupons, being trying to make a dinner with some coupons. Yeah, it's a difference. Like if you just think of something else to do. I mean, yeah, you might have to spend money. You might not. Whatever. But at least it's not just okay. You taking them to the movies and out to eat. That's just. It's regular,
Oh, it's regular?
Yeah. I mean, it's no type of...
I heard that'd be expensive, but so y'all wait till it's away if I pull out coupons then?
No, I don't know, because I'm going to look at you crazy you do that.
My thing is, why do we have to always go? Why does it always have to go to dinner? Like, why do we always have to go out to eat?
It's different. Like if you thought of something to do and then you said, well, you want to get something to eat real quick somewhere, whatever, afterwards or something, that's different.
Right.
I mean, you could do something like that, but just like to plan a date and it be a dinner.
You
okay,
exactly.
And
you, Kim?
No, that's Polly.
Oh.
What?
So, just thinking of something different and then if you want
to
grab a bite to eat or drink, whatever, afterwards, then that's cool too.
Exactly.
Polly, shut the fuck up, Polly.
I agree. Plan something nice, something, I don't know.
Was that Kim?
Spontaneous. Yes, that's Kim.
Oh, hi, I'm Tiffany.
Hey. Hi, Tiffany.
Oh, okay.
I was thinking
yeah.
Spontaneous, I don't know, a little romantic.
Yeah,
something
sweet. It's so much things to do. Like, that doesn't have to cost you men a whole lot of money. It's really
a lot of things to do. Why you women can't?
Because you want to get, first of all, y'all only want pussy.
No.
I didn't ask you that. So shut the fuck up for 1 minute, all right? Just keep your dick sucking close for 1 minute, all right? Now, why can't women think of something for us to do as well? If we're going on a date, it's not just me, it's me and you.
Right, but you
that's
take it.
Why can't
you come
up with something to do as well?
Right, but you taking the female, so really we would rather you think of it.
That's the bottom line. Y'all need to be wanting pussy. That's a part of courting. If you that's the problem now. It can be a part of courting.
Shit.
It's a part
that's
of
fine.
Courting.
You can take
you
me out and go fuck who you been fucking. That's
no,
exactly.
That's why.
Good. I'll
take
you to the movie and you go home with your fucking with your heart with your blue balls. That's what you do. Go home with your blue balls. You know what I'm saying? Because dinner and the movie is what bitches. We could do that shit with our friends. We could do that shit with a couple of homegirls. I know a couple faggots I could go to dinner and a movie with.
But to me, like, movies is like you trying to get to know somebody. Movies to me is not like a good first date anyway, because it's like y'all sitting there. You don't really know dude like that, so you're not going to be all up under him.
Right.
She may not want you touching her like that either. So, no, like, I mean, that's not even a good first. Huh?
I don't want you to touch me either, but I'm just saying, but why does the man always have to come up with an idea for the day?
Y'all don't always have to, but y'all never do. Y'all go to the number one shit, dinner and a movie.
Something to eat. Exactly. You want to go to movies to meet?
All right, so listen. When a man asks a woman, what do you want this squad to do something? She's like, okay, what do you want to do? Oh, whatever you want to do, baby. It's always throwing back to the man,
that.
So.
I'm not one of them. I don't know what the fuck is wrong with these girls.
What's wrong with, like, you know, the girl asking you? What's wrong with saying, well, what you like doing? And you pick the place. What's wrong with that?
I ain't saying nothing wrong with it, but a woman should think of something to do.
But nothing.
You know what I'm saying?
What's wrong with it? So just tell us what you want to do.
I think it's the female asks the guy out, okay, let's get together, the female should. But you know what, women do that all the time, though, like, what you doing tonight, let's do something, okay, that means she's asking him out, let's do something, you know what I'm saying, let's do something, you gotta let's do something, then here we go.
In that case, then she could pick somewhere. But if you be like, well, I want to take you out somewhere, woo-dee-woo, and then you talk to her, y'all trying to get something together, and you're like, well, what you want to do tonight? And she's like, well, it don't matter. It's on you, you know, wherever. I'm good. I'm down. Then you pick the place. But you're always like, oh, well, no, you pick. Then you got to go back and forth and doing all that. It's stupid. You could just pick somewhere.
I think it just gives you extra cool points, and you're gonna go home satisfied if you think of something creative.
Exactly, it'll make you want to.
Exactly,
he might want to do more with you.
Hell yeah!
Afterwards,
we got to end day. We at all. We can go do whatever the fuck you want
to
do.
So we go to the hotel.
Whatever you plan might not be with
what.
Go to the hotel and get some of that good head, then, right?
I ain't saying all that, but you're more likely to be like, all right, well, I don't feel like going home yet. You know, she might be wanting to hang out a little longer, and then that might lead to something else. But you just be like, oh, you want to go to dinner? She like, all right, then. She's ready to go after that because that's boring. It's like, all right, we went to dinner.
I go to Botanical Gardens, go to the park, you know, have a little dinner made for us, sit in the park, a little wine and shit, you know,
look,
that's what I be doing.
Shut the fuck up, Steph. Yeah, right. Yeah, the fuck right.
What, little wine, little cheese and crackers and shit? Huh?
That just sounds fly, though.
That's what I be doing. Shit.
It did right, nigga.
What?
I said it did sound good, though.
I get it all the time. I get that coochie right after that too. Right after I do that, I get that coochie.
Fuck you, man. Listen.
Fuck you, man. Listen, poor Polly.
What? Lying out your ass now.
Who the fuck lying out their ass? Not me. I don't
lie,
man.
You motherfucker. But I don't lie. And then romantic dinner and violins and motherfucking acrobats flying from the ceiling. Shut the fuck up.
Yeah, I had the little Mexican band come with play the fucking, you know what I'm saying, the guitars and all that shit and all that. While we eating dinner and all that shit. That's what I do, all of that.
Hello, you do all what now, Steph?
Huh?
You do all of what? I told y'all to hold on. I didn't hear what you said.
You ain't got your good earring yet? You ain't got your good earring?
Shut the hell up. No, I clicked over, and all I heard was, yeah, I do all of that. What you do all of what?
Should have been listening.
Polly,
he said he'd be having bitches flying around acrobatically from the goddamn ceiling, and the Mexican band come out playing this shit. Man, listen.
Why? You don't think I'd be doing that?
Hold on, man, listen.
Polly. How long you know me, Polly? You know what I'm saying? I'm very
I've known you for so long. know what you are very you are a fucking sweetheart. Love you down, disrespectful motherfucker. Love
but.
You down, but. Acrobats and motherfucker flying from the ceilings and flowers all over the place just doesn't strike
yeah,
me as
Yeah, rose
you.
Petals and all of that good shit.
Yeah? All right, well, I'm going on a date.
Listen, if you listen.
Well,
now,
ask
listen.
Me out, motherfucker. How about that? Ask me out.
But you got to fuck me good, though. That's the only way you get all of that.
Ask
fuck me
out.
Fuck me good.
I'm saying the way that shit sounds, it sounds like that shit sounds amazing. I'm saying
if you
don't.
Is your shit getting moist right now? Is it getting moist?
No, not right now.
Not yet?
No, not right now. And what was the second question? Who go down first?
Yes, who should go down first? Yes.
The nigga.
Why the fuck should the man go down first?
Because I'm a woman.
Because what?
Because I'm a female.
The fuck, they got to do any fucking thing.
They can go down first. All right, honestly... I don't. It doesn't really matter. Well, first, I feel like it's whoever the mood strikes, I guess.
Which part of the mood strikes?
Yeah, like, if you really, if you, it's not like you can go around eating every pussy and sucking every dick, but, you know, if y'all want some, you digging the motherfucker, you digging a nigga, then, you know, go ahead and do what you do. If you're not digging a nigga, then, you know. If the nigga digging you, then do what you do. But honestly, I feel like because y'all men are so hard to crack, honestly, men are so weird, and if you don't really know nowadays if a nigga's really digging you or not, and, you know, some like that whole, I feel like if a nigga actually goes down on you, then, you know what I'm saying, he's going to want to see you again because you just, niggas just are real weird with eating pussy anyway. So if a nigga goes down first, I feel like, you know, he, it's not to say that he loves you, but he's digging you a little bit more than...
But it never pans out that way because women are always kissing on the neck, licking on our chest, and then you start rubbing on our belly. But as you're doing that, you're stroking the dick as well. And next you know, you're sucking it.
Okay. So
I'm just saying, that's why I say,
it just goes into a matter of, then you can take control before she goes down there. You can pick her ass up, lift her ass right on up, and toss her legs
down.
Up in the air. That's all I'm saying.
Listen, man, I ain't got time to be picking up, because I like my bitches thick. I ain't got time to be picking up bitches up and fucking my back up and shit. You just go down there and slap on it. The fuck's so hard to do
I'm
that?
I'm just saying. Stop her. You ain't got to lift her up like the Incredible Hulk, nigga. Stop her real. Just pause for a second.
No,
you know
hold on,
let
hold
me
on,
take
hold on,
care
hold on,
of you.
Polly. Now, you really think.
Pause for a second and let me take care of you. I mean, it's been done to me. I've been stuck like, nah, you know what I'm saying? You lay down. Let me take care of you. Okay.
But listen,
okay.
Hold on.
Not you.
Looking on my stomach and chest, and I know you're going down there to suck on this penis. You really think I'm going to say, hold on, wait, let me just eat you out first?
I'm saying it'll be
Hell
the nice
no.
thing to do. It'll be a nice thing. It'll be a nice gesture.
It would
if
be
you
nice.
Want to see me,
you be waiting a long
did.
Fucking time,
you
though.
Wanna, I'm saying you... if you want to see a bitch again... If you want to see a girl, if you want to see her again, I'm saying it'll be a nice thing to do. It's just like certain things with women, certain things, period, it's just like a turn on to us. So it's like, it's just guaranteeing you
okay,
another
so what's the, what's
another
the turn
night
on
of.
To you then? What's the turn on to you? What turns you on? What gets your pussy wet?
The way a nigga handle me.
How? How the fuck you got to handle you get your pussy wet?
I mean, handle me like you give a fuck. That's all.
What the fuck?
Discreet.
Give a fuck. There could be a lot of.
It's because I don't. Okay. It's just in all the way. I don't. It's not. I can't even say swag because, you know, that's weird. It's just in a way a nigga handle me. Like, don't talk. First of all, don't talk to me any kind of way, but talk to me any kind of way. You get what I'm saying? Like, don't sit up here and ask me if you're going to suck me. Are you sucking this dick? You know what I'm saying? don't say that. Don't do that. You know what I'm saying?
How you want nigga to
say it? Don't do that. But if you start
you said,
kissing
don't do
on
that,
me.
But do that. You know what I'm saying?
Don't talk to me crazy, but talk to me crazy. It's the subtle tones in you.
So what
do
you want me to say then?
You know what I'm saying?
You want to suck on my penis? Is that
no.
Fuck.
I swear. No, it's a matter of if you want your dick sucked, do certain things that will get your dick sucked. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
Kiss on me. Pull on my hair long. Pull on that shit. You understand what I'm saying? Run your fingers through it. Not yank the shit. Run your fingers through it. Kiss on my neck. You know what I'm saying?
Massage something on me.
Nigga, let me tell you something. Niggas be real. When y'all dick get hard, I don't want to say all niggas. I'm not saying all niggas at all. But certain niggas, once y'all dick get hard, it becomes caveman. Straight, y'all become cave fucking men. Bitch,
what?
Hit you
so
over the bitch
too.
Over the fucking head and drag her to the bedroom. You understand what I'm saying? So
women
I'm
do
just
too.
Saying, it's just simple things. It's simple things that niggas could do to, you know what I'm saying, get a woman all turned on, to all turned up, you know what I'm saying, and it's just in your handle, just the way you handle. That's
the
best way I can say it.
What the rest of the dudes that was on here, they left?
Their calls dropped.
Their
calls dropped.
That's all. And Kim's still there?
Yes, Kim is there.
Okay. Well,
I'm here. Oh, Kim is asleep.
I don't know.
No, Kim is multitasking.
Yes, I'm just saying. So what's wrong with if how the fuck am I going to tell you to suck on his dick? There's no nice way to say it.
No, but I get what Polly's saying. Like it's like, yeah, you don't want to be rude about it. Like, yeah, come suck my. You know what I'm saying? But like. Being like you know how you might handle me, kind of like, I can't really explain it, but I know what she means though. Like, you know, you don't want nobody that's real like soft. You want them to be kind of like, you know, handle you in a kind of, you know.
It ain't gotta be a bitch mode. You ain't gotta turn into no punk ass nigga. You know what I'm saying? Nobody's saying that. But if we sitting down and we watching the movie
down,
on the couch,
so
listen,
we sitting down and we kissing. I could just fucking like pick you up, throw you in the bed, pull your skirt up, and just eat that pussy right there. You like that? We would like that shit, wouldn't you?
Wow, that's handling me. Cause now I feel if a nigga do that to me, now I feel like okay. I got to come with it. You get what I'm saying? Because this nigga just has to just flip me. Oh, what? Okay. And you know what I'm saying? You doing a good job down there? Then, of course, I'm naturally going to feel like I need to put it down. This nigga just put it down. Now I'm going to put it down. You get what I'm saying? But even before you even do that whole pussy eating thing, you could get head first. You might not have to give me no head. But here's what I'm saying. If you sit, me and you sitting on the couch, you know what I'm saying? We watching a movie and we kicking it. You run your fingers through her hair. You get what I'm saying? Start massaging her shoulders. You know what I mean? Grab a leg. You know, just grab a leg. Grab a foot. Start rubbing on some feet. Just making me loosen up. Making my body feel good. Because a woman's natural reaction is going to be to make you. We're prone and fucking built to make niggas feel good.
So would you get mad if I just fucking ripped your panties off?
Yeah, that's like being barbaric, like nigga.
That's what I'm saying. You see how they go right back in the caveman shit?
You'll get to like, yo, nigga, what the fuck is you doing? Look,
exactly.
Not about that bomb ass. You ain't gonna say shit, but take it. But hold on, y'all. Hold on. I got real talk on the line. Real talk, you there?
Oh Lord.
Yes, sir. I'm here. I heard you say, oh, Lord, too. Oh, Lord. Now, I'm running kind of late right now. All I heard was them say about something about you can't tell a female suck this right here, right? That's what y'all saying, right? You can't go down and be
It depends on the level of where your relationship is, too.
Right.
But if
So what if your man came with you? Like, yo, let me take your temperature.
If this is my man.
Oh, my God.
Like, it's a difference between if this nigga said, let me take your temperature, Did that was that what he just said? Let me take your temperature.
Yeah, let me take the temperature.
But it's that's the difference between, and like she said, it's, I mean, it depends on, you know, at what point y'all are, you know, how y'all fuck around, what type of, because, you know, some new nigga tell me that shit, I'm looking at him like, what?
Exactly.
You
know,
what? No. Rhythm you're giving him as well, though. You could be giving
what
him
happened?
That rhythm. You could be giving him that rhythm to make him feel like, all right, I could tell, sure, yo, come here, suck my dick.
Well, it depends. Right, but it depends. If y'all have that type of where y'all play around, you could say type of shit like that to her, well, it's different. But that's why I say it kind of depends on how you fucking with her or, you know, what type
exactly.
of relationship y'all have going
on.
You know
wait a minute, wait a minute. So you're going to tell me, if you digging a dude, all right, you feeling him and all that, think he attractive, you digging him, and you just
mm-hmm.
seen him that night, and you got that licking, and he'd be like, yo, come to my house. Let's do something. Let's make something happen. And you go to his house, and he'd be like, yeah, you know what I'm saying? Suck on this joint right here. You ain't going to
that
do
might
it.
Turn me, right, but that might, I'm like, well, I'm like, you know, that might turn me off a little bit. It depends on how he might say it. But
I'm
that
not going to I'm going to pull my dick out.
Like, what?
What we're saying is certain things are just in the level of where how you get me there. You get what I'm saying? It's how you handling me to get up to that point. Even a prostitute wants to be treated like a lady. You get what I'm saying? To a certain extent, it's how you handle. Even a hoe, let me tell you
like
something. Even a hoe want to feel like a lady, period.
Hold
a woman
on.
Is
where
a woman.
Where that from?
What?
Well, how you want to be treated
let
like a lady?
Let me tell you something. Let me get this point across and then we can talk about
it. She wants you to treat her the way you want to treat her. That's the thing. Don't oh Lord me. You know I'm about to go in. Go ahead, finish. Go ahead.
That's why I said, oh Lord. You see what I'm saying?
You see, I got quiet like I said the wrong thing.
Go ahead. Because I want to know how a hoe be treated like a lady. You can't
wait
turn a housewife into no. You can't turn a hoe into a housewife.
Yes,
I
you
don't
can.
Believe.
I mean, yes, you
oh,
can.
No, you
can't. That's
oh, you
not
you
true.
Can.
That's like saying you can't tell a player. You can't. A player can't settle down.
They
what?
Can.
I mean, if you can't.
That's not true. See,
I'm
I don't think like that. I think it takes the right person to change the person,
exactly.
And that's it.
If you're doing
exactly.
it to a certain extent, that's what you immune to. You understand?
No, but
yes.
you can always change. That's not true. I don't think. Yeah, you might have been a hoe back in the day or whatever, and then you kind of at a point in your life that you want to settle down, maybe have a kid, be with somebody. You can't. No, seriously, as somebody come on, y'all niggas say
doing all kinds of reckless
shit. It would take the right
person. And then what? If you can say that, then I know a lot of niggas who sit up here and fuck thousands of bitches and fuck they main girls' friends and do all kinds of skeezy, sucker ass, bum ass shit, all kinds of embarrassing shit to the girl, and then turn around and meet that one girl, and now they're getting married.
What's wrong with that?
I guarantee you, if that nigga did all that shit, fuck this one, fuck that one, fuck this one, he getting mad because he want her there. He gonna still fuck this one, fuck that one, and fuck that one.
No, my thing, I'm saying, what's wrong with that with me fucking thousands of bitches? I like that. I like that part.
You said what?
What's wrong with me fucking thousands of bitches?
What?
He said the part of fucking thousands of bitches, he liked that.
Oh, he liked that? Hey, I just want to fuck every girl in the world, huh?
Not every.
That's all niggas want to do. I'm
that's
just saying, like, it's not,
no,
it's not true.
No, you know,
it's
no,
not
no,
true.
No,
it's just
no,
take that one
no,
motherfucker
sorry,
who can shut shit down,
me.
Who can turn a bitch who don't.
It,
let me tell you something.
But
it,
real
could that, it could take that one dude to come into a bitch like, a bitch who would be like, you know what I'm saying, fuck out of here. I'm free. I'm single. I do what the fuck I want. Can fuck who the fuck I want, whatever the fuck I want. Fuck out of here. And then she meets that one nigga who got her changing her whole mind. I'm going to turn it down.
That
I'm going to get in this kitchen. I'm going to go in this kitchen. I'm going to make sure this nigga meal ready. I'm going to make sure, you know what I'm saying, these kids are set. I'm going to make sure this house is clean.
And
I'm going to make sure this set is, and become
until
that
she
a sensitive woman.
Until she get with a girlfriend that don't got a fucking man. This is going back to being a hoe.
That's not
true.
That's not true.
Y'all niggas really don't read that shit. real bitch, when a real woman who's ready for a relationship get into one, there's nobody that could turn her off from
exactly.
this man.
Exactly.
That man can't
mean,
turn her
and
off
if,
from
and if, and if she, and if, exactly. it's a, if this is one of her friends who could turn her off, then that means she really ain't
she
don't want to be with
exactly.
Into.
She was just going after everybody else is doing it.
But hold on, hold on, y'all. We have another, hold on, y'all. We have another call on there. We have another call on there. We have Kia on there. Kia, you there?
Oh,
hey.
Shit, here we go. Here we go. Female
how you doing,
drama.
Kia?
Look at
hey,
this
Kia. What are you talking about? Here we go.
Hey, Kia.
Another female. Here, just like I said, another female. Where the female, you know, where the niggas at?
The homie call drop and mom's call drop.
They phone drop. They got them raggedy phones and they drop.
raggedy shit.
Yeah. No, but seriously, real talk, girls, I mean, females can meet somebody and then, you know, say fuck all that other shit they used to do. Because, like, I mean, you, if you single, like, Rachel, I mean, like Polly said, you do what the fuck you want to do, but you
mm-hmm.
meet somebody. And you can't. It will be that guy who'll make you not, you know, be all out there like you might have been. Because when you single, you can do what the fuck you want to do. Just like niggas.
That's the
they want to do.
Dick, good dick make a bitch listen. Good dick make a bitch listen. There we go.
I'm just saying.
Okay. And you said,
until she get around her single friends, but that's not true, because her single friends is single, ain't going to make her do single shit. That don't mean nothing.
Exactly. That's what they say. That's what a lot of females say. Some females have a mind of their own, but the majority of goddamn
right,
females.
Right, they do.
Yeah,
a lot of them do, and there's some. Yeah, some do, but if you really want to be with that person or really want to be
nobody
down,
you can change your mind.
And the majority
exactly.
of ones that do it is the hoe.
Exactly.
The ones that do it is the hoe.
What?
I mean, she really don't. Well, that means she don't really want to settle down. But you can't say that for like everybody. I mean, there is some that, you know, if they find somebody that they want to be with, then they gonna be with them. But if
okay,
I'll give you
10% out of 90. I give y'all that.
10%.
What? Oh, come on.
You got it mixed up. That's the nigga percentage. That's not the female percentage. No.
Okay, that you right.
No.
That is the nigga percentage. I'm not God's evil. Don't get me wrong. Them niggas, God is dog.
Oh, yeah, because y'all get around y'all home pussy. Oh, yeah, she got a fat ass. Yeah, man, fuck her. Your wife ain't going to know. Your girl ain't going to know. I mean,
and
it
I
ain't even.
Like that.
Mentally hygiene, effed up like that. You know what? Yeah,
I'm like, come on. You weren't trying to make it sound like it's always a dude. It ain't always a fucking
dude.
Then you get mad because if a dude tell you, he'd be like, yo, let me put it in the ass. Well, no, that hurt. But your pussy's too dry for it to go in there. You're cutting my shit up. What do you want the nigga to do?
But y'all end up coming back anyway. No, y'all end up coming back
with
my little Kia. Anyway.
Kia, you there, Kia?
He said, cut it up.
Sing up, Kia. That's what he said, Kia.
Oh, God, please.
That's what I said. Shit be all dry and shit like concrete scraping up the floor when you walk in. Every fucking thing.
Oh, my God.
Why would you even worry about that thirsty shit?
If this is your woman, right, and we understand, like, if you know her, if this is listen to me, if this is your nigga, right? And I mean, if this is your woman, right? And y'all fucking with each other, and we not saying that, I'm not saying that you need to be 110% faithful, because we know you can't. But why would you crush her and fuck her friend? Even if that's not a close friend, if you met her through your woman, why would you do that?
That's
you know how embarrassing that is?
Fuck their man's friend. The same fucking way our fucking bitches go fuck the next man. What the fuck is the difference?
Well,
why the girl can't be wrong too. She fucked me. That's her friend.
I'm not saying a bitch ain't wrong. But if you my man, come on, who wants your restraint?
God damn,
you
Paul,
get what
you
I'm saying?
Well, hold on. Paul, you sound like you've been in that situation.
I have friends who have been in that situation. I've seen bitches do greasy, grease boss shit like that to them so-called bitches. They call their day one and they best friend and all that good shit. I've seen that shit happen. And the way I see it is, good, like you said, if that nigga has good dick, you may not say anything out your mouth, but we gonna know a change in that bitch and see both of y'all getting set the fuck on fire. That's how I feel. But why even bother as a man? Why even bother as a man to still fucking embarrass your woman
like that? God bless
but
the
why
judge.
Even
my dad was fucking with 4, 5, 6 females and they don't fucking know about it. So you got to get the girl, you got to fucking get the girl. And your female's going to go for it.
But here's what I'm saying. When you have that one and you settle down with that one, why you even embarrassing that girl like that? You get what I'm saying? Why even do that? It's 100,000 bitches. Why the fuck my friend got to be your asset?
Or you know what? Embarrassing himself.
Nine times out of ten, they not even embarrassing themselves because these niggas be slap giving each other fives and shit. They be like, oh yeah,
okay.
So you don't feel fucking well. They don't even feel embarrassed.
But you know what?
I swear that shit sounds like you've been through it.
Look, when they finish slapping five with their friends or whatever, their friends are going to be like, yeah, well, you know what? You have both of them. Let me go see if I can get both of them, too. And then that's what
happens. Everybody going to do no shit like that.
I bet you they will.
We're not going to do that. All we're doing is listen. If we pipe down one of them real, real good, the rest of them is coming.
Nah.
Hold that thought. We have Shelly on the air. Shelly, you there? Another fucking girl.
I'll be goddamn another fucking female.
Shelly, you there?
Hey,
Shelly. I'm here. How y'all doing?
Hey,
I'm fine,
Shelly.
Baby.
What's up?
I'm going to change my fucking voice around and tip the dudes on this motherfucking line in a minute.
It's a level of fucking respect when it comes to every fucking thing.
Right,
you know what I'm saying?
Can I ask
like,
a question?
Huh?
What was the main topic of the show?
The main topic was who should go. There were two topics. Who should go down first, the man or the woman? And the other part was, what do you expect on the first date?
Well, to me, who should go down first? It really shouldn't even matter. You know, if you do it enjoy, he's gonna go down first regardless. You understand? But not somebody you just fucking meet because everybody's shit ain't the same. You don't go down on everybody. To me, personally, that's the way I feel.
Me too. I don't eat pussy at all.
Oh, damn. I feel. I eat it up.
Why the fuck is all these bitches on here laughing, man?
I eat it up. But on that situation, I think it don't matter who go down first. You know, if you want to go down before me, go down before me. If I go down before you, shit, you ain't going to complain no goddamn way.
But
ain't
it usually the woman going down first on the man?
Huh?
Real talk?
Majority of times, yeah, the woman go down on the man.
Right, that's what I'm saying. It usually turns out that way.
Yeah. You know? But if you don't know what you're doing, then that's a fucked up situation. Because then y'all got the teeth involved and all that shit. And then niggas don't know what they're doing and they bite the girl clip off and shit like that. And they don't know what the fuck is going on.
The major death is nasty. They need to try it again. Before they even try and do something, they need to make sure they can do it right. If you biting stuff and putting teeth.
Yeah, if you're biting and you're nibbling, you fucked up. You might get the shorty might punch you in the face.
You never know what the fuck you're doing. Just like if you sucking on a nigga's shit and your teeth going, he might punch you in the face. Yo, shorty, hold up. What you doing here? Yo, you don't know the game by now? You know? Gag a little or something. That's how I see it. As far as anything else. Now, where Polly at? Because she's kind of quiet now. She got mad at me and something. Polly gone.
She gone? My phone probably got cut off too. Everybody phone call dropped.
I'm right here. Hello.
Okay.
Hello.
What you doing? Calling fucking people, Polly?
No, motherfucker.
Shit. Damn. Like, oh, we've been talking to you for 25 minutes already. You ain't say a word.
I've been laughing the whole goddamn time. I just had to put my phone on mute so y'all didn't hear what the fuck is going on over here. Huh?
Yeah, who you got on the line right now?
I have Tiffany from Atlanta. You still there, Tiffany from Atlanta?
Yeah.
We have Kia. Kia, you there?
I'm here.
Okay, yeah, I hear you loud, but you got your phone on volume 10. And we have Shelly. Shelly, you there, baby?
I'm here.
Okay.
Okay. Let me tell y'all fucking females one thing, all right?
Okay, hold on, big dog. Hey, Shelly, did you answer our questions for tonight, baby?
Oh, okay. Yeah, let Shelly ask the question.
I did not.
Okay. Who should go down first, the man or the woman? And also, what do you expect on the first date? I know you want some good ass dick on the first date, but what do you really expect on the first date?
I know you want some good ass dick on the first date. This motherfucking ass. I know.
I don't know what to say. I haven't been on a date in a while, so I don't know. I'm trying to get some tips from y'all on what to do.
Why you ain't been on a date in the first in a long time, baby?
Oh, shit.
I told you what's going on.
That's right. Okay.
Shit. You know, we were just talking about female shit being dry and shit.
I'm about to be back on the market in about 2 weeks.
Okay. So, when you get back on the market, what would you like? What do you think you would like to do on a first date? What would be something a guy could plan for you?
On the first date?
Yeah, like what could a guy do on the first date for you that would be like, oh, okay, you know what I'm saying? I might just fuck you.
Wow.
Holly.
I don't know about that.
Well, like she said, how long you been off the market, Shelly?
20 years.
How long?
Oh, 20.
You said 20?
Wow. Yeah.
Shit, boy, anything a nigga do right there, get your pussy voice, boy. Get your pussy voice. Anything. Movies, little din-din, little walk around the park, this shit be moist. You be ready. Listen, but 20 years is a long time, baby, a long time. You got to be rusty on a dating tip, though, a little rusty, though.
20 years?
Hopefully y'all give me some tips.
God damn, who ain't been on a date in 20 years? You want to get your ass up into a club or something? What the fuck? Who ain't been on a date in 20 years?
No, she's been off the market for 20 years. She's been on dates with a man, but she's been off the market for 20 years. She's going back on the market now.
Oh, shit.
First of all, my condolences to that, because for 20 years, Lord knows, that must be something difficult. But, honey, what would you like? Okay, so if a guy...
Well, how the fuck are you going to send your condolences to that?
I'm 20 years, and then now it'll be over, and then in 2 weeks it'll be over? Oh, no, motherfucker. I'm like, damn, I'm sorry. That's some crazy shit.
Well, to answer that question.
Did you kill him? You should have killed him.
Mm-hmm. I don't need to do that. Mm-hmm.
Well, he'll kill himself? Good. Let him kill himself.
Oh, wow. I don't know. Like I said, I don't know. I guess that's the going thing right now. Who's going down on who on the first date? I guess that's what you do when you date now. I don't know.
I got a scenario for you right here, Shell. I got a scenario for you, right? So if a guy picks you up and he does something
can I ask who's talking first?
That's Polly.
Oh, shit. All right, go ahead. Go on.
Hold on. Before you say anything, Polly.
Okay.
Let me let my new caller in there. We have Mookie on air. Mookie, you there?
Mookie, a boy or girl?
Hi, Mookie. Hi,
honey. Oh, damn.
Another fucking girl.
Oh, shut up. I'm okay.
God damn.
Fucking girl up? Power out this motherfucker.
Girl power.
So what
are
we talking about? Oh, go ahead. Tell us, what is it?
Oh, go ahead.
Okay,
Polly,
are you there, Mookie? You there, baby?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, tonight's topics are: who should go down first, the man or the woman? And also, part two of tonight's topics are: what do you expect on the first date?
Y'all are waiting for me to answer both, or do I have a choice?
Yeah, you answer both for those goddamn questions.
Okay, my first date, I want to go shopping. We need to go shopping. It needs to be light outside. The stores need to be open. Close the door.
Oh, close the door, huh? Yeah, you don't want to hear you saying
daughter.
That shit, uh-huh.
That's right. Got to get the hands out.
But
there.
Shit, we go shopping on all you want as long as you buying for me and you shit.
It's a bonus at the end of the rainbow, I'm saying.
Pow, motherfucker, pow.
It damn well should be a goddamn bonus. Because your ass sucking on the first day, I hope you get a goddamn bonus.
Nothing for nothing leaves nothing. You got
and
have
I hope it ain't from the petty cash either. Shit. What the hell? Shit, it needs to be a bonus and not from the petty cash.
Y'all ask a question.
And she answered
it. Wait,
I want to answer. That's right.
Go shopping. What type of shit is that? What type of shit is that? Let the man take you shopping and shit.
Yeah, that's something. That ain't a fucking date.
What if he say no,
it
goes to the fucking hot dog?
That ain't a date. That's a trick.
It makes the experience much better. Trust me. You're a happy woman, you have a happy man.
That's right.
Fuck out of here. All right, we're going 99 cent store then. Fuck that.
We need to send the 99 cent.
Holly is 99 cent store.
I don't like
that.
Dollar General.
All right, we're going to 99 cent store. We're going to rack up on forks and spoons and fucking plastic plates and
shit.
I hate
that so much.
Oh, that, you must be licking the ass, the balls, and every motherfucking thing.
Well,
you just take it out on
that
motherfucking
talking?
That's
thing.
Real
fucking
talk.
Real talk.
That's real talk.
Oh, okay, real talk.
That's real talk.
Shit. I'm like, God damn, what the fuck? I ain't never heard nobody say no shit like that before in my life. Oh, I kind of picked you on the date. Where you want to go? Oh, we want to go to Victoria's Secret, Macy's and shit. Like, get the fuck out of here. I'll tell you
on
Victoria's
you.
Secret.
Hold on, y'all. We have Dog Bone back on the air. Dog Bone, you there?
Uh-oh,
what
up
there? What
up
there?
We
missed a whole
there
lot. Dog Bone missed a whole lot.
You got a dog on the line.
Mookie bringing
what's
the niggas
going on?
Oh,
Mookie bringing the niggas back. I swear to God, Mookie come going to have 1,000 niggas calling Nicole in next.
What's going on, Dog Bone? We got 35 females on the motherfucking line. Where y'all niggas at?
Damn.
Mookie came out with that shit. Niggas is gonna be calling now, motherfucker.
Hold on. Let me tell the Dog Bone for 1 second, y'all. Dog Bone, did you see her in the gym? Did you see the girl in the gym, man?
Hell no, man.
You ain't see her in there?
She wasn't in there.
Oh, okay. Let me tell it for everybody that's on the air right now. Dog Bone met this girl about a month ago, right?
Mm-hmm.
He busted open. He got some pussy. He was fucking a bitch for a while or whatever, right?
Mm-hmm.
He met this other chick, started smashing her for a while.
Ooh.
Right? He met this other chick like a week later, got some of that cooch too. Now, mind you, he was only fucking the first girl for 1 month, second girl for 3 weeks. He met them in a week apart.
All right, do your thing,
right?
Dog Bone. I ain't mad at you, baby.
Hear me out, real talk. Real talk. Here comes the kicker. They would always come to this house to fuck, or we go to the hotel. Never went to their house, right? To the girl, either girl's house. So one of the girls invited him over for dinner last Sunday before last for Columbus Day weekend. He went over to the house for dinner. both girls in the house. Mother, daughter.
Yo,
stop
lying.
So damn,
the daughter went upside his fucking head. So he just went to the gym to see if he could find the mother because she's in the same gym as him. And she wasn't as wise as he see her in there. You know what I'm saying? He said the mother got the better pussy than the both of them, and he's trying to get back with that one.
Dog bone. You know what you should have did, homie? The dog bone. You should have put one on her waist and one on her face, man. One on her waist and one on her face.
Look, see what I'm saying? High-fiving each other and shit. High-fiving. This is a high-fiving shit I'm talking about.
Hey, Big Homie was on the air when this shit went down. His phone call dropped. Big Homie said... Big homie said, you fucked up, you supposed to drop your pants right there on the spot and make them both fuck you.
Bust you in the grill?
Both of them know now?
Yeah, they both know now. Neither one knew. He said he came in the house for dinner, and the mother and daughter was there, and the, you know, let him in the house.
Right, so what did the mother and daughter do when they both seen him?
The daughter went upside his head, started hitting him up, started beating his ass.
And the mother just sat there with a smile on her face.
And the mother was just smiling?
Okay, wait. Can I ask a question? How the fuck they found out about each other, man?
When he went to the house for dinner, they both was in the house. They didn't know.
They did not know that they were fucking the mother invited them over for dinner.
When he got to the house to meet the mother for dinner, the daughter was in the house.
Right. Oh, the mother and daughter did not know that they were fucking the same man.
They didn't know that.
It was a win,
but
it was a loss.
Well, listen, I told him, real talk, that's a good one for the resume, kid. That's a good one for the resume right there, kid.
See what I'm saying
with the shit, niggas high-five each other? You see what I'm saying? Do y'all ladies hear what I'm saying?
Hold on, Polly. But that wasn't planned out. It just happened that way.
It wasn't planned out. But why are you still trying to go back to it is what I'm saying.
He wants to go back to the mother, not the daughter.
It doesn't matter. They live in the same house.
But he's in love with the mother.
They live in the same house.
So fucking what? You take one or the other.
See what I'm saying with the shit? So fucking what? They live.
So what? It's supposed to be just...
It is not a situation that you want to put yourself back into. They live in the same house.
Okay, but listen, Polly.
What did the daughter say to the mother, though? What did they say to each other?
You don't fucking know. He didn't beat his ass. He didn't hear no conversation.
So when she started hitting him, the mother was like, yo, you know him? Like, she ain't say nothing? That's what I'm saying.
I was just like, damn, I'm getting my ass beat by a woman again, and I can't even hit her.
Nigga, I can't even hit her just again? You taking your
ass? Yeah, hey, but Polly, what you want him to do? You got to go for the mother. You don't go for the daughter.
I don't want him to
put
himself back in that situation because all it's going to do is get ugly again because they live together. You hear what I'm saying? If they live separately, wait a minute, let me finish.
Go for the mama. Yeah. Get the master bedroom. Let's go for the mama.
Go for the master bedroom.
I know what you're doing, dog bone, and I ain't mad at you. Because once you get moms in the room and the daughter hear her screaming and all that, she going to bust in the door, too. I know what you're doing, dog bone. I feel you, baby boy. I feel you. I know where you're going at with it.
He don't fuck them both. It's not going to end well. This is what I'm saying. Don't do that. Don't put yourself back in that kind of situation, man.
I want the daughter. I want the mother.
All right, but they live in the same house.
They two adults. The daughter needs to get over her damn self. I don't want her. Her mother's daughter.
Then move the mother out. Move the mother in your house, then.
Then move the mother in your house. Go find her fucking man.
Okay, they two adults.
Tell the daughter to get on goddamn place.
Both of them would jump off from the beginning. Now, Jerome Bone, you got the game.
Who's the female talking right now?
This is Kim.
Kim, school him, Kim. Go ahead and school him, girl. Go ahead.
Oh, Lord. Here we go.
Let her speak.
But seriously, he said before that he never came to the female's house. He took them to the motel or they came to his house.
His house.
Okay.
Right. So there it is. Why not jump off?
Therefore, they are a jump off. If you're not bringing a chick to your house and you don't know where she lives, you don't know nothing about her whatsoever, and now that's just straight trifling. Now you're talking about, oh, I want the mother, da-da-da. No, you done had your cake and eat it too. Take your little low self-esteem and go.
You don't want the fuck. You don't want, you don't want cake. You don't want the rest of that shit. You don't want that little...
Like the fuck I said, I know where you're going right with it, homie. You do what you gotta do.
Dog bone, like I said, baby. If you gotta take one or the other, go for the master bedroom. Fuck the kitty room with the fucking twin size bunk bed.
And I hope that none of y'all have any girls for children. I really do. That y'all sitting on here giving him advice like that.
He found them at the hotel and shot both of them in the head.
Yeah. He was he, and,
damn.
And mind you,
that nigga was
whipped. No, but mind you, they had two kids together and everything, so.
Yeah. You don't know. That's
Look,
what I'm saying.
Don't
put yourself in fucked up positions.
I don't give a
positions.
Damn. I am not,
you don't
I am
know
not
how
shooting
crazy.
Or killing no motherfucking body. I don't give a fuck how many years, how many kids.
First
that
of all, let me tell you something.
Ripped.
Off the rip, you don't know how crazy this daughter is. You get what I'm saying? Because she don't know you like that. They both jump off. You get, and she could put her hands on you. Now, if you got her that
okay,
mad to a level where she's swinging
and shit, what's the
shit,
difference? They
like,
know we live
there
right now. She want to put hands on
you.
But listen, she would put hands
on
feet on right now. She's going
to
talk right now for that.
You
know
Oh, my mother knew, and you knew that was my mother. So how did she start beating on you? I was surprised that you, when you told the story,
she
I
was wasn't beating on her
because
that's her mother. She was beating on her because she gave away the fish. That's why she was beating on her.
No, I got it. You know how many men there is out there that got good game like that. Come on now, that's not even it. Do not get it twisted whatsoever. There's a million
guys
out there.
Y'all niggas, see, that's what I'm saying. And this is what happens. Y'all niggas be missing these fucking crazy signs and bitches, and then be mad when y'all got fucking crazy stalker bitches. You miss the signs, and now all of a sudden,
I don't know
what.
He ain't
got to
go back.
I don't know why
she's
setting my clothes on fire. Because motherfucker, she showed you. She was crazy in the beginning, but
hey,
she fixed the fucking
dog
sign.
Bone, dog bone. Dog bone. You know, the daughter knows you. The daughter's been in the house before, right? The daughter's been in the house before, right? Yeah.
Exactly.
The mother's been in the house before, right?
But wait. Check it out, though.
No, they both in the house. What's the difference? You might as well go keep fucking them. They both there. We live in any fucking way. You might as well keep getting the pussy if you're going to get beat up again.
Well, if they want to know, you later, you son
of a bitch.
You
know
the information you're giving them, motherfuckers? You see the shit that they do to each other?
So, George, I'm
going to
tell you like this. If you fucking both of them,
what?
If you fucking both of them and they know where you live, you smell gasoline, get the fuck out. Run. Run. Run the fuck out. Jump out of the motherfucking window.
Oh, my God. Y'all are crazy.
Jump out
the
fucking window.
Did y'all tell each other? And this is the type of shit y'all tell each other.
But I guarantee you, next week, don't go on the call back and be like, yo, why the daughter came to my house wanting to get it on? Rock what I tell you. Watch.
No, next you're going to say, and I gave her some because I couldn't get the mother. Come on.
This is the shit that they do. They high-five
the
shit.
Go for what you know, Playboy. Fuck that.
Man, all I'm saying is, Dogbone, I don't know you from a hole in the wall, but keep your safety, motherfucker. I'm telling you, you got a nine on your nigga. Because I'm telling you, you keep up that shit, you're going to have to put somebody the fuck out.
No.
They know where you live, and I don't play with that knowing where you live shit. You know what I'm saying? Know where you live, it's free. You don't even know me, bitch. We not in a relationship. How you putting your hands on me? Because I didn't know I was fucking your mother. We ain't
because
together.
You keep playing this game.
You just said she was fighting on talking about
I'm not in a relationship, she's hitting on him, right? She's hitting
right.
on him not because of relationship. That's what I'm trying to tell you. What did you just say? The daughter was hitting on him, right?
The daughter said what? What he said.
You
That's
said the daughter was hitting on him and everything, right?
The daughter was the one fighting him. Now if the daughter's
okay.
the one fighting
and
him
and
they're not in the relationship.
They're not in a relationship, right? Okay. Now, the daughter obviously knows that. You understand? That's why I said she's not mad about the mother. She's mad about the dick situation.
Even if she is mad about the dick situation, right? She can say, but you want the mother. You don't even want the daughter no more. You want the mother. You don't think that daughter's going to make some shit up? You don't think the daughter can make some shit up and be like, please, that nigga never stop fucking me neither.
Listen, good dick and make a bitch listen. She ain't gonna listen to none of
that.
She ain't gonna listen to none of that shit.
Ain't nobody answering his call, but good dick make a bitch listen.
Look, I've been back at the gym. I even asked him at the front desk, has she been in? They said no.
Stop that right there. Ladies, that's a
song.
Bob it on him. Don't say nothing. Let
If the motherfucker wake up,
you're going to wake up with a motherfucking smile on your face.
Any of y'all niggas ever seen this TV show called, Snap? Yo, the niggas are for the niggas on the line. Y'all ever seen this show called Snap?
Obviously not.
They haven't seen it. Y'all should tune in.
We live on the radio.
Y'all should tune in. I'm just saying. I'm not watching TV. I'm not watching TV at all. I'm talking to y'all. But I'm just saying, you guys should tune into this show. It's called Snap. Y'all should watch that.
You talking about the females? That snapping shit? That fake shit?
I'm just saying, you should watch it because that happens in real life. It's a true story. It's a true story. It's a thousand bitches in jail.
They don't make that shit a comedy series.
It's a lot of bitches in jail for murder. I'm just saying. I'm just saying. You fuck with a motherfucker emotion, shit happens. You
That's
start
right.
blacking out and shit. You know, I'm sorry.
Your dog bone. Do what you gotta do, homie.
Nothing but red.
Do what you gotta do, homie. Don't let nobody take your place. Handle
exactly.
your business, dog. Handle your business.
What's the last time the mother ordered you to call them? We talking about them that like they want him back. Maybe they don't even want him back. Maybe they just got a blood is thicker than water.
No.
And that's why
nobody
answering
the phone, right? I said they didn't want him back, me personally. You could tell by the way he's telling the story.
Listen,
he is thirsty. He's trying to go back and
get
his
body. We would have made a call already. We would have made a call about 2-3 days later. Like, yo, what
listen,
was all of that
listen.
About? Like,
if the mother smiling and all that shit going on, she's digging the dick.
You sure it wasn't a nervous smile? Because some people got nervous laughter.
What goddamn nervous smile? I ain't never heard nobody smiling when they fucking nervous and...
I'm nervous laughter or just one of those faces that people make because it could be a dumb face. Y'all niggas are familiar with the dumb face, right? You know that dumb face y'all do.
Yeah, I had the dumb face when she found out about the mother. That's why she was in
it. You know what I'm saying? And if he
was throwing it back right, then she would have called him the next day.
First of all, they would have got a phone call that day. The bitch is trying to get explanations, okay?
Okay.
He would have got a phone call that same day after he got his ass about the house. His phone would have been blowing the fuck up.
When did all this happen? When did this happen?
The week of Columbus Day. The weekend of Columbus Day. Monday, the Sunday of Columbus Day.
The weekend of Columbus.
The week is self-explanatory.
Yeah.
A week, a female would have called you
it's
by
over.
Now and said something
oh,
like,
damn.
Yo, what was
over.
That about?
If we ain't
oh,
arguing with you,
some
type of conversation, she ain't called about
yo.
Nothing.
Dog bone. No.
Don't worry about
damn,
y'all
dog,
niggas need
dog.
Not worry about when
yo,
a bitch is arguing
bone.
With you. Worry
dog
about
bone.
Not arguing with
yo,
you.
Yo, dog bone.
Exactly.
I keep it real with you, dog bone.
Dog bone.
I keep it real with you. I'm real talk. You fucked up, homie. I ain't over that far.
Basically, if he ain't called yet, it's not happening.
I'm thinking, I know dog bone, real talk. I'm thinking like a day or two. You talking about Columbus Day.
Exactly. A week.
That was the 9th. What's today, the 15th? Oh, yeah,
but
dog
that's
bone, let it go,
him
dog.
Not handling his business, because if he
no,
did, that
bone.
Phone would have been
the party's over?
Yeah, uh-huh, dog
I
bone.
Hear
party's
that.
Over, dog bone. I'm going to keep it real.
Who is that? With Kim that said
I'm
that? Who said that? Kim?
I'm thinking about
yeah,
like a day or two or so, you know, like, boom, they're going to call you
Kim.
Back. You said the
I
week.
I told y'all. I told
yeah, let me get it right. You said the week of Columbus. Was it Friday? Because Friday just started.
No, Sunday.
No, stop
Sunday.
Trying to justify
oh,
the shit.
Damn.
These motherfuckers trying to justify the shit. You know what I'm saying?
Damn,
I'm trying to figure out a date.
No,
after day
damn.
Two, after
damn.
Day
damn.
After day two, it's over. Nobody
what?
Called.
What?
Nobody asked you to explain yourself. Nobody said, you know what I'm saying, well, we could work it out. We could figure it out after day two.
Yeah.
Nigga, it's self-explanatory.
Yeah, yo,
I'm
you,
telling you. Y'all niggas
that's
need
that's
to realize.
That's
well, y'all need to realize. You still got a bitch.
The
bitch is wasting. If she's still sitting up here, if she's
this,
still
if
sitting up here, wasting her time to even argue, fight, talk with you, she still give a fuck. But when she don't have nothing to say, she don't give a fuck.
He gonna call tonight. He gonna send a text tonight and say, "Oh, that was a mistake. I didn't mean to send it to you just to see if we get a response."
Last
week, you see? That's why we had to have the show last Monday.
I just knew this shit was about 2 or 3 days ago, dog. You said a week.
No,
you ain't get a call.
Last
you ain't get a call.
Sunday.
What?
They
already
had that mother and daughter talk. Like, fuck him.
You
my daughter.
I'm going to tell you something. She was going to throw acid in my face and all. Watch the fuck out, dog. I'm a... That's my word. My word to my kids. Watch the fuck out. I'm thinking two or three days. It's been a week.
It's been a week.
It's been a week and a day.
You don't want to listen.
They hard-headed.
Shut the fuck up. I'm thinking two or three days.
What are you fucking virgin?
What the fuck are you talking about?
Let me tell you something. Let me tell you what good dick. Let me tell you what good dick does to a bitch. Let me tell you what good dick does to a real bitch. Good dick make a bitch argue quick. You hear me?
So she's trying to say, what she's trying to say is your shit ain't good, dog.
I didn't say that to
dog
bone at all.
Is that why
the daughter
threw the hands?
I'm talking to you,
good.
Real motherfucker. Shut the fuck up.
But can you verify your stand?
Dog bone ain't getting
up to
this
back.
He gonna see, go ahead back to the gym and get you another bitch. We not saying that the dick ain't good. I'm definitely not saying your dick ain't good. You get what I'm saying? Because the mother invited you over for dinner. The mother invited you over for dinner, so obviously your dick had some weight on it. You understand what I'm saying? If you're getting dinner at houses and shit. But what we're saying is, them two, the mother loves her daughter and the daughter loves her mother. So therefore, it's been a week. Move on. Get you some new pussy and go ahead. Don't play with that.
Hey. That's it. I'm acting thirsty. That's
what
I'm saying.
Go what the fuck you want to go for. Fuck that. Let them fucking tell you what to do. You're a grown motherfucking man, yo. If you want to go after the fucking mom, go after the motherfucking mom. Fuck that. You're a grown motherfucking man.
What if the mom tell you what the fuck to do?
Fuck all that shit now. Fuck that bullshit. Don't let them sit there and tell you something about go for some motherfucking new pussy. If you like the old pussy, you go for the motherfucking old pussy.
What if you want to go first?
Nothing. It's a million and one guys out there. Come on, let's keep it 100. It's a million and one guys out there. Mother and daughter don't have to settle for that. Get out of here with that.
Absolutely.
You already got.
Spare yourself the embarrassment. Like, don't even do that shit no more. Spare yourself the fucking embarrassment. Like, just stop the shit.
He already embarrassed when you think of it, because mother and daughter probably sitting right there with sipping their cocktails, talk about what they did and how he did such and such. And they think about the next victim right about now.
No, they fucking ain't. The daughter's crying to the mother. I have to do this to me.
Y'all niggas be thinking, bitches be hurting shit.
Come
on,
y'all.
Bitches really be hurt.
Why the fuck y'all can give y'all explanation, but we can't give ours?
Wait,
what the fuck type of shit is that?
What you said?
How the fuck y'all can give y'all explanation, but we can't give ours fucking explanation?
That's what you're giving him. You're giving him information.
Leave her alone. Don't say nothing to her. She's going to burn the house down. She's going to fill it bad.
Fuck that.
Stop.
Real D, keep it moving.
Real
D, keep it moving. Now I'm throwing some shit out there. Real G, keep it moving. Fuck out of here, son. You got that pussy, son. Move on, son. Real G, keep it moving, son. So keep that moving, son.
Don't make a fool out of yourself.
That's right. That's right.
You
know that. I'm fucking with Polly.
Fuck that kid.
What?
If you get to hit that pussy one more time, you know what your resume look like, son? That you pulled off the impossible, son. You got that pussy again. What are you talking about, dude? I'll call you behind the scenes, dude, because I'm fucking two sisters
son,
right now. I believe my
name. Your resume is already up, kid. Your resume is already up. You already got the
answer with my daughter.
You got both boxes, and you got invited for dinner. I was snatching the malls. Mom's inviting me over for dinner.
So listen,
all right,
so he laid the pipe game down.
It's still a good, exactly. So
he laid it, listen, if the mom said, come over for dinner, I want you to meet my, I want you to meet your daughter-in-law.
Now,
that's what happens. I want you to meet your daughter-in-law.
Now, here's what makes him a real G. Here's what'll make him a real G, okay? A real G, since you already got a mother and daughter and they didn't know about it, now you're a real G-ass nigga. Take your ass and go get a mother and daughter who actually know about it. That'll make your resume to look, look like what's up.
Your resume
will
be good. Hey, dog, your resume will be good. Listen,
go back to the house.
Find
a mother and daughter who's willing to fuck you and know that they fucking
you.
How about
you go back. Fuck what Polly talking about, dog bone. You go back to the house.
See what I'm saying?
Fuck the mother again.
Advice.
Tell a daughter to go downstairs and get your fucking slippers. That's some real shit right there, player.
Whatever.
Tell a daughter to go downstairs and get your slippers. And pass you the fucking remote.
Yes.
Oh, man.
You know what they did? It's going to look like, it's going to look like cheaters. The show cheaters. That's what the ending going to look like. Motherfucker, like, what's going on
here?
Oh, my God.
This is so funny.
Damn.
Well, listen, fuck all that. Listen, we are 17 minutes past our show, so let's end this 17 minutes
what
past
happened?
The show. It's been a great show tonight. We got to sign the fuck off. Dog Bone, I'll put you behind the scenes, so I'm going to show you how to do this, son. I'm going
to
show you how to do this.
It was nice talking to y'all ladies. Have a good night.
Have a good night.
And
good night.
See y'all next Monday, but I'm going to sign off with this. Men rule, women drool. See y'all next Monday.
I'm going to finish this fuck out of here.
Get that ass, Dog Bone. Get that ass. Get that ass, Dog Bone.
I'm here.
Holy ground. Industry Ready Production, PSBeats.com. Make your purchase now.
Bunda in the hood like she good, walking around letting everybody smash it. That bitch ratchet, always the first one begging, cause you know that she don't ever really have shit. That bitch ratchet, but if she tell it then she cute, how everybody ugly except for you, shit.
Yeah.
That bitch ratchet,
yeah.
You got a lot for, bitch. Basically, bottom line is that bitch ratchet.
Yeah. She remind me of a bad dream. Sad thing, that ass ring, but ain't clean. Nope. Hell nah, that ain't my bitch. My type of bitch got a job and got more sins. She the type to spend all the rent money. To tweet a bunch of pigs talking about you spend money. You ain't shit once you borrow with your friend money. Ratchet type shit, the reason why I don't lend money. Stop playing, what you thinking that I'm tricking, bitch? I hate when ratchet hoes say they on some different shit. I'm raw as fucking probably the realest that you gon' get. These bitches acting too stuck up like they don't ever suck a dick. That's a lie, bitch, and everybody know. And word around town is even more than dropping low. You ain't lady, you the motherfucking hoes. Stop fronting because we already know, so.
Yeah. Bunda in the hood like she good, walking around letting everybody smash it. That bitch ratchet, always the first one begging, cause you know that she don't ever really have shit. That bitch ratchet, but if she tell it that she cute, how everybody ugly except for you, shit. That bitch ratchet, but you got a lot for, bitch. Basically, bottom line is that bitch ratchet.
Never no money, but always got a handout. And Ugg boots in summertime don't help you stand out. You got evicted, so you staying at your friend's house. And try and fuck niggas on your motherfucking friend's couch. Bad women got pussies with no limits. Give her two shots, she be screaming, don't stop. Get it, admit it, bitches, it's true. Some of y'all hating and might even walk away, cause I'm probably talking about you. I'm a rude type dude, I'm telling these hoes what's up. Everything you do make me wanna shut you the fuck up. I don't hit balls even though your attitude fucked up. I call my other boss, you come through and you getting fucked up. Damn it, I'm one of the illest living sister touch this planet. So slick, Rick, don't know Nick, but straight tennis. You think I live in a mansion trying to show me a dancing like every other bitch and I can't stand.
Except for you, she is.
Bad bitch, ratchet.
What you got a life for, bitch? Basically, bottom line is.
Bad bitch, ratchet.
Yo, it's your president, the boy himself. My name's Mercy. Can't forget my team. Gap.
Holy ground, ground.
Back to the shit.
Bad bitch, ratchet. Find her in the hood like she good. Walking around letting everybody smash it. Bad bitch, ratchet. Always the first one begging, cause you know that she don't ever really have it.